A pretty young woman turns on a video camera.
What are you doing?
Nothing, I'm just recording something.
Okay. Oh, don't delete the stuff we recorded the other night. The intimate stuff.
Go away.
Okay.
She takes a deep breath and smiles.
Hiya. I just wanted to say a few things because I might not be here when you're old enough to understand. There's so much I want to say to you, but now I'm here doing it, of course, I'm not sure where to start. I'm Anna, by the way, and I'm your mum. And I love you very much.
Close-ups of a newborn baby sleeping and wriggling. In the UK, an estimated 3,000 children are removed from disabled couples every year. To keep them, disabled parents must prove they can ensure their children's safety. Inspired by real cases, this is one couple's story. BBC, Don't Take My Baby.
Just so you know, we're recording this as part of the assessment process.
Do I look at the camera? Do I look at you? This is all very,
I know. I'm going to need you to be as relaxed about this as possible. Easily said, very difficult to do, I know. Now, after this chat, we'll go and see Danielle, okay?
Okay.
So tell me about Tom.
You've never done a midnight skinny dip. Something about the water at midnight. You've seen Gremlins, right?
You're not convincing me here. It's freezing. People are going to be watching. There's a party going on right there, you know.
Fuck them. Right, shoes off.
Oi, stop.
Don't worry, I'll look after you.
Okay, well, maybe I won't entirely believe you on that one.
Why?
Because A, you're blind, and B, you're drunk.
Partially sighted, if you don't mind.
It's dark. I imagine you're pretty blind right now. You're a bit fucking forward, aren't you? I don't even know your name.
What's your name again?
Anna.
Well, Anna, I'm Tom. And right now, I'm gonna rip your clothes off and throw you in the pool because you need it. Trust me, you need it.
Tom kisses Anna as she sits in her wheelchair. She looks thoughtful for a moment before starting to unbutton her top. In the office.
She's kind.
In what way?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Just describe how she's kind.
She doesn't like people being hurt. She doesn't ever laugh at you being framed because she's worried that the hurt, she always shares the chips. She's kind.
I'm not here to catch you out, Tom.
Aren't you?
Okay, if I were to ask you to describe your relationship, what word would you use?
Saucy. I don't know, happy.
Tom and Anna are lying naked in bed. He looks at her.
When you look at me like that, what do you see? I mean, I think it's Kim Kardashian tits in your eyes. Are you...
I can make most things out.
So what do you see?
In this light, you're a very lovely blur. Okay. My turn for a question. How much of that did you feel? I mean, you can feel.
Yes, Tom. Can feel.
He smiles contentedly and closes his eyes. She watches him as he opens them again.
So I suppose me getting anal without you realizing is completely out of the question then.
She gives him the finger, then they laugh and cuddle up. The video diary.
In life, and you'll learn this, there's moments when everything changes.
Pregnant?
Yeah.
When I found out about you, I couldn't believe it. And even though they said having you might be a bit tricky, I didn't think twice.
Ultimately, it's down to you, of course, Anna. Because these risks are not minimal risks.
I think maybe we should talk about this. I'm just saying...
You think what? My whole fucking life has been a risk.
You okay, Tom? You seem a bit troubled.
No, I'm frustrated that I'm not saying the right thing.
And what do you think the right thing to say is?
If I knew that, I'd be saying it, wouldn't I?
Look, you keep asking me to constantly spout different ways of describing her, the situations we've been in, how I feel, and I lack the adjectives.
You seem to actually have a very extensive vocabulary, Tom.
Yes, but the only word I can think of when describing me, her, and Danny is happy, and I've already used that word up.
A heart rate monitor in hospital and a drip. Anna has an oxygen mask.
10. 9, 8, 7.
Her eyes close and the medic checks her pulse as she's wheeled into theatre. Tom waits anxiously in the corridor. He paces back and forth, chewing a nail. An older woman sits nearby, knitting.
You should be with her.
You said I'd get in the way.
Well, you should have insisted.
And if I'd got in the way?
Well, they could have sat you in the corner.
They both look up as a doctor strides past them.
Your father read in a magazine that it's very important for a baby to feel his father's skin. Apparently it's bonding. Apparently it's quite the thing now for fathers to stand around with their tops off.
Your dad stand around with his top off?
Of course he didn't. Even if he had, he was getting a bit flabby even then.
She could die, Mum.
I know.
I want you to be a fighter, Danny. There'll be times in your life when you're told that something is impossible, that you can't do something, you can't be something. And when that happens, you need to fight.
I'm sorry, this is difficult. It's a process which decides what's best for Danielle.
And who decides that?
Us here at Children's Services, your key worker, and everyone who's looking out for you. We're here to make sure Danielle gets the level of care that she needs. And whether or not you can provide that care. And we will need to consider all options, I'm afraid, including fostering.
Anna looks away. In the hospital recovery room, Tom holds Anna's hand as her eyes flicker open.
Doing really well. Okay?
Danny.
She's alive. You're both alive.
Do you know how dangerous it was for Anna? We risked everything. For her, for Danny.
So, it went well. Am I gripping too tight and walking too far?
No.
I don't know if you can see, but she's...
I can see enough.
She's a beautiful little girl.
Tom looks through the window of the intensive care unit. Now he's inside, walking up to a baby in an incubator. He bends down and stares, transfixed at the sleeping child. The edges of his vision are dark and blurred.
Danny's going to have a number of obstacles in her life. She may be disabled herself. She certainly has disabled parents. I know this is hard, Tom, but the truth is we don't know how long Anna will be around. And your sight is getting worse. We have to be sure Danny's going to be safe.
In a meeting.
Okay, so Danielle Watson.
Yeah. Both parents are disabled. It was touch and go whether Mum would even survive the birth. But the hospital wanted to discharge them in the next couple of days.
Mum's disability is severe.
She's grown up repeatedly being told she only has 2 years to live. She has a rare muscle-wasting disease, which may have been passed down to baby.
Tom's her principal care, is that right?
Yeah.
He provides a lot of care. They're both fiercely independent. Someone comes in daily to help with the basics, but that's it.
Any timescale on the sight loss?
Tom has lost most of his peripheral vision. His dad had lost his sight entirely by the time he was Tom's age.
So we have a partially sighted man who is going to attempt to care for both his partner and his child with the assumption that both cases will deteriorate as the child grows up.
Yeah.
These are very challenging circumstances in which to place a baby.
Baby Danny asleep in an incubator, then Anna sitting up in bed.
Are you sure this is Danny? Very funny. You've taken pictures of what looks like an Asian baby.
That's her. That's Danny.
Oh my God, she's gorgeous.
The photos on his phone.
Have you seen them yet? The people with clipboards and social workers looking at us sideways.
She rests her head back and stares at the ceiling. Now she's in her wheelchair, holding hands with Tom as they approach the incubator. She stares at Danny for a while as she sleeps. The nurse reaches in and carries the baby over to Anna and puts her in her lap. With her face filled with emotion, Anna looks down at Danny, who's wrapped in a fluffy white towel. Anna smiles at her as Tom stands next to them.
Are you holding it?
No. Hang on.
He pulls off his top.
It helps with bonding.
You look ridiculous.
Give me my daughter, Anna.
He carefully picks her up and holds her close. Anna smiles as Tom grins at the baby. Their social worker, Belinda, arrives.
Hi.
Later.
So, as you know, the doctors are allowing you home tonight, Anna.
And Danny.
Danny's a more complicated issue. Well, that's why I'm here.
Is there something wrong?
No, no.
Is there any sign that she's got my condition?
Anna, they won't know that yet.
Then why do they need to keep her in?
A decision's been made that we should use this as an opportunity to assess whether you're able to meet Danielle's needs. We're going to undertake what we call a child in need assessment.
What does that mean?
Well, in this case, it means coming to the family room here at the hospital every day, spending as much time as you want with Danielle, doing everything you would for her at home.
But with you watching us, with you marking us ready at any moment to take our child away.
It's not like that, Tom.
What? Am I lying?
Later, Tom's walking down a hospital corridor, swinging an empty baby car seat with one hand and holding onto Anna's wheelchair with the other. They both stare ahead with sad eyes. Baby Danny asleep in her cot.
Was full of love. Could
The sun glints through long leaves on a tree, casting shadows on a wooden fence. New baby cards are lined up on a windowsill. Anna is lying awake in bed, staring sadly at the empty Moses basket in her room.
They will come, they will go, make us special.
Oh. Tom slowly reaches out to turn off the alarm.
Don't give me up.
2 hours. We see her again in 2 hours.
Don't give.
Tom puts in a plug and runs the bath. Anna sits naked in her wheelchair as Tom bends forward and gently picks her up.
How unfair, it's just our love.
He carries her and carefully lowers her into a customised bath chair. She looks up at him.
But if you'd search the whole wide world.
She smiles as the chair is lowered into the water. Later at the hospital, Belinda and Tom hold the doors open for Anna's electric wheelchair to go first. In the family room.
So these are my two colleagues. This is Polly, she's an occupational therapist. And Jeremy here is a family centre worker.
Hi. Hi, I'm Tom, I'm a dad, and this is Anna, she's a mum.
Right, well, this is where we'll be.
A camera on the wall.
Let's see how you get on over the next few days. Then we'll work out what's the next best step. Okay? Don't be afraid to ask me anything. Don't be afraid to ask me to do anything. Thanks, Jeremy.
I'm coming, Danny.
Don't
cry, it's all right.
Tom carries Anna and places her on the floor next to the baby.
She likes it. Oh.
Hiya, hiya. Who's this then?
Hello.
Hiya.
Look at her looking weird. She looks like you.
Belinda smiles as she watches.
Oh, bless you. Oh, that's a big yawn.
Okay, thank you.
Tom makes a bottle, then Anna feeds her.
I hope you find this out for yourself one day, but nothing prepares you for being a parent. Life suddenly seems to make sense.
At home, an exhausted-looking Anna is lowered into the bath. The next day at the assessment centre, Anna finds she can't get her wheelchair close enough to the changing table, so Tom changes Danny's nappy.
But at the same time, you worry you'll make mistakes. I just hope we didn't make too many with you. As long as you try your best, that's all you can do. Truth is, no one's perfect, are they?
Anna's sleeping. Another bath being run. Then Anna slowly spinning around in her wheelchair while Danny sleeps in her arms.
Hey, Mum. I got Danny to sleep.
Yeah,
listen. Days, but she's changed so much.
So when you coming up?
Tom's making peekaboo faces at Danny.
This is my colleague, Mike.
Hello there.
Do you mind if I call you social worker 454?
Call me what you like.
He's here today to run through some emergency scenarios with you both. Now, what happens if Danny burns herself or hurts herself or suddenly falls ill?
Sort of like the Krypton Factor, but slightly less assault coursey.
That a joke?
Yeah, it's a pretty bad one, that too. The truth is, you're here to see whether I'm going to kill our baby, right? And we've got some DVDs we need you to watch.
The video shows a man boiling an egg.
Is this a how-to-cook DVD?
Your mother said she'd given you some frozen meals.
She's been giving me frozen meals because looking after Anna and coming here every day sometimes it's a bit of a challenge. No, I'm not Gordon Ramsay, but I know how to boil a fucking egg.
Tom, please don't swear in front of
Danny. They're going to examine us on how to boil an egg.
Look, I know. I just want Danny home.
For fuck's sake. Look, I may be going blind, but I'm not incapable. I'm not stupid, and I know how to cook.
The hospital are pushing for a decision about the room.
What are you thinking?
Speaking frankly.
Please.
Dad is a pain in the ass. He won't accept that they might not cope on their own. We've suggested more help, some support groups, all voluntary, but he doesn't like that idea. In fact, he doesn't like any of the ideas we've suggested.
My social service is agnostic.
They definitely love their baby, but his hostility is not helping their case. I just hope it doesn't become more of a concern.
So, do we let baby go home or not? It's a tough one.
It is.
At home, Tom is sawing the edge off a table in the kitchen.
Ah, you're making something.
I'm adapting something. This is a computer changing table.
What?
For when Danny comes home. So you can change her, so you can get your chair underneath. And this is just the start, because I have these plans. I have these great plans, and with them we'll take over the world. I just wanted to do something good. I'm sorry for losing my temper in there in front of them.
What if she doesn't come home?
Then I'll change it back into a computer table. I mean, I've probably already broken it, but I can try.
At the assessment centre, Tom is bathing Danny.
Is she enjoying it?
Seems like it. You like that? Yeah. Ooh. Is she shedding off, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Careful, she's slippy.
Yep. Shh. Hey.
He wraps her in a towel and cuddles her. He smiles at Anna. He slips and stumbles.
Shit!
Tom! Tom!
The floor's wet. Why did neither of you tell me the floor was wet? Is this one of your tests, is it? Did you fucking put oil down like Wile E. Coyote? You're trying to make me...
Just calm
Tom!
Down.
Tom, is she okay?
Is she okay?
Yeah, no, she's fine. She's fine. Just calm down, okay?
This isn't my bathroom, and I know where things are in my bathroom, and I've got a mat to stop me slipping
it's okay,
in my bathroom, so
it's
not...
It's okay.
It's not a fair reflection.
Tom holds Danny close, and both Belinda and Anna look concerned. As Belinda makes her way to her car, Anna strokes Tom's head on her lap. Belinda gets behind the wheel and lets out a heavy sigh. Anna and Tom both appear disheartened.
Hi.
When there are no waves, the incoming tide can create considerable forces underwater. The
hello?
Between these small islands on the east coast...
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Who is it?
Thank you. They're saying we can bring her home. Well, they're moving the assessment from the hospital to here, so it's not over. But
Let's hold on to the small victories. Danny's coming home.
Anna smiles. A social worker is carrying Danny in a car seat.
No, I've got it.
Tom picks Danny up and carries her to Anna by the back door.
Left a bit.
Thank you. Are you ready to take our child?
Anna takes her.
Hi, Danny. Come on.
Anna and Tom share a loving smile. Then Anna wheels herself inside and Tom follows. Belinda also follows and shuts the door behind her.
Hello. Sweetheart. Hey, baby.
Anna and Tom share another look.
I just want to remind you that the supervision doesn't stop because she's home. We will be visiting to make sure you're coping okay.
Will we get any advance warning?
No.
So you could come at any time?
Until the assessment is complete, that will be necessary, yeah.
Anna turns to Belinda.
Can we be alone with our baby, please?
Of course.
They coo over their baby. Tom shows Danny her bedroom.
This is your room.
What are you saying to her?
That you chose the colours. And that she's probably going to have to choose her own clothes from quite a young age.
Anna looks moved.
I grew up living each day at a time. I didn't let myself think about the future. Now it's all I can think about. Whatever you decide to be, Danny, be you. It's your life. Live by your own rules.
It's 11:54 p.m.
I'll get it.
I know you will.
How can I help you?
5:04 a.m.
Shall I just bring it to you? I'll bring it to you, okay?
Belinda pays a visit. Tom dresses Danny. Danny wakes at 1:15 in the morning. Tom lifts Anna into the bath. Belinda inspects the house. Tom hangs out the washing. Danny wakes at 3:24 a.m. It's the middle of the day.
Oh, shit, it's her. Are any of the lights on?
No. Where do you think we are?
Oh, the zoo.
I love a zoo.
Hey.
Oh, shh.
They wait for Belinda to give up and walk away. 2:31 a.m.
Let's get some sleep, eh, Danny? Just an hour.
Looking shattered, Tom lets Belinda in for another visit. There are piles of dirty dishes and takeaway boxes in the kitchen. The bin is overflowing with rubbish and dirty nappies. Anna notices Belinda scrutinising the untidy house. Tom carries Anna to the bath, then hangs out the laundry. Anna holds Danny, looking burned out. Tom carries a bag of shopping home. Belinda rings the doorbell, but Tom ignores it and stares at himself in the mirror. Belinda makes a note in her pad and leaves. Anna is sleeping. On the side are her various daily pills. Tom's parents are being interviewed.
lovely girl.
Yeah, she loves Tom. It's just... we did always have a question of, well, it's a very serious condition.
Very.
And it's brilliant that Tom has taken on some of the care, but the truth is, well...
I do believe in people trying to achieve their potential.
It's important.
Where are you going?
To the kitchen.
What if she slips?
She's fine.
What if she slips while you're out of the room?
I'm here.
When you're like me, like Tom, you make a choice whether you're going to be defined by your condition. Anna.
Well, she doesn't have such a choice. I've been knitting, you know, for the baby. Knitting a lot. But I do worry what the baby could inherit. The challenges she will have to face. I mean, she could have inherited both conditions. Both.
Danny is sleeping in Anna's arms.
She's been sick again, Tom. Hey, will you fetch a class? Thank you.
Tom falls and hits his head.
Oh my God! Tom, are you alright?
Fucking hell! Am I bleeding?
Come here, let me have a look. Tom?
Belinda's at the door.
You sure you're okay?
Ah, where are we this time? Cinema? Park? Maybe a tall bridge to jump off?
See ya.
Tom turns the phone down. Belinda holds a note up to the intercom camera. I can hear your phone.
Been ringing a while. Sorry, I was in the shower.
Tom goes to the door, holding a towel to his head.
You all right?
Yeah, just hurt myself in the shower.
Anna gives Belinda a curt smile. Tom's waiting outside a train station, looking utterly drained. A woman comes through the doorway with a small suitcase.
Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Laura. You look lovely.
You look tired.
Oh, well, it's been tough.
Sure it has been.
Laura gives Anna a long, emotional hug.
Missed you, Mum.
I missed you too.
Tom brings out Danny.
And this is one we made earlier.
Laura's cleaning the house. She has a sip of wine as she vacuums around Danny. Tom stands in the doorway, eating a bowl of cereal, watching her. Tom's parents have come over for dinner. Tom's father coos over Danny.
So what's this rice dish, Alice? Oh, it's a mushroom risotto.
Mm-hmm. It's very tasty.
Are you vegetarians?
No. Sometimes we find we like vegetarian food.
It's very nice of you to cook for us, Mum.
She smells gorgeous. And the food does too, of course.
Laura goes to the kitchen and returns with the bottle.
Shall we wet the baby's head?
Mum?
We should wet the baby's head.
It's sparkling wine. We'll just have to pretend it's champagne.
Alice smiles politely. Anna looks uneasy.
What? We're all here to celebrate, and we're all here to help. We're all in this together.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, it just means that we're all going through this together.
What, really? I had no idea. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being in the trenches with us. You know, I feel quite overwhelmed at the support you've all shown us, actually.
Tom.
It took you weeks to visit your grandkid.
Yeah, well, that's not because...
You should have been there at the birth. For Anna.
Yeah, I know, but that's...
You should have been there, Laura. There's no excuses.
I didn't come to the birth because I didn't think she'd survive it. And because... I wasn't sure that I wanted to meet the baby that they said would kill my daughter.
Tom gives Anna an apologetic look.
Now, who wants a drink?
Laura's being interviewed.
My husband left when...
Well, he left about 6 months after we got the diagnosis. The times when I've wished I'd gone with him. But I didn't. I didn't find out until she was two, she was ill, you know. And I was told then that she'd live till she was four. And then when she got past four, I was told maybe six. And then when she got past six, maybe eight. And just, you know, on and on like that. Are you a mother?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
A good one?
I hope so.
Difficult, though, isn't it? I mean, it's difficult to judge what being a good parent actually means, don't you think? Do you know what I felt when I found out that she was pregnant? Furious. Because how dare she? You know, after I'd gone through all of that, how dare she be so reckless with herself? How dare she do that to me? That's what makes me a bad mum. Because I made it all about me. When it should have been about her.
Belinda considers carefully. Laura is leaving Anna's place.
I don't want you to go.
You'll be fine.
Mum. I've got to get back, love. I'm sorry.
Laura gives her a kiss.
You'll be fine.
My daughter will be a better mum. If you just give her a chance.
Tears well up in Anna's eyes. A wind chime moves in the breeze. Anna's on the sofa, staring glumly into space. Tom's walking with a bag of shopping.
I've been lucky to have you, Dad. Next to you. Meeting him was the best thing that ever happened to me. But there's a lot you need to know about him. For starters, he's got a lot of pride. And because he doesn't see too well, he sometimes acts like there's a dragon to fight, and he puts his armour on far too far in advance. But he does it because he loves us both so much.
Nighttime, and Tom shuffles into the lounge.
She's down. It took three stories and a song I made up on the spot about a carrot. But she's down. Do you want to hear it? It's actually quite elaborate. Well, it's basically a version of ABBA's Fernando. Can you hear my dog, Danielle? Can you hear my stalk? It's singing to you, Danielle.
He pulls a ball out from the sofa.
It would be nice if every once in a while you had a little tidy up. Right, I'm getting a beer.
But you didn't approve of alcohol.
What?
You told my mother you didn't approve of her drinking alcohol.
I didn't, but I've had a long day and I need a beer.
Interesting, though. One rule for her, one rule for you.
I'm not the reason your mum left.
Weren't you?
Honestly, this all I miss my mummy act, it's getting kind of dull.
Look, maybe this place is such a mess because she's not here to help us tidy up.
Maybe, or maybe it's such a mess because I'm the only one that does anything around here.
Tom!
When was the last time you used that changing table, eh? When was the last time you did anything but just hold her?
I'm in a chair!
I can't fucking see!
Tom shuts his eyes and leans back.
I need a bath, Tom. I smell. I need a bath.
Now?
Yes, now. I need a bath.
I'm tired. Okay, we'll do it later.
It's just... you take my carer's allowance. So technically, I employ you.
What? Fuck your allowance!
Fine, I'll manage myself!
Now I've got to pick you up, yeah? Your fucking temper tantrum means I get to pick you up and you're fucking heavy, so that's... it's gonna be easy, that, innit?
Danny's crying next door.
Anna, I've already got one fucking baby to look after. Anna. Fine, go on, let's see how far you get, go on.
Anna struggles to move. Tom lashes out and throws stuff across the room. Lying face down on the carpet, Anna weeps.
Why was it your decision? That's what I can't understand, is it? Why was it your decision?
Because it's my body, Tom!
Yes, but you're gonna die! And I can't do this without you! So why was it ever your fucking decision? You know what she is? She is the future, and I don't know if I can look after her, and it terrifies me. The future is so much more easier for you than it is for me. I'm sorry, but that is true. That is so true.
Tom storms out, leaving Danny crying and Anna helpless on the floor. Walking down the street, Tom can barely see. Belinda is on the phone as she leaves her office.
Hey, I'm on my way home. I was thinking I might get a bottle of wine, maybe. Yeah? Yeah, great. Okay. With you. Tom?
I didn't know where to go. I wanted to abort her. Do you know how much I regret wanting to abort it, but I did. Because I didn't want to lose...
Come on, let's get you a cab.
How am I supposed to let myself love her? If every day I think that you might come and take her away. Forever. Because I've already got one of them on a temporary fucking buyback basis, haven't I? And I can't... I can't cope with two.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, I'm sorry for being inappropriate.
No, don't. Look, let me drive you home, at least.
I don't want your help. I just want my baby. I just want to be a dad. I just don't want this.
Tom walks away, leaving Belinda affected by his words. When Tom returns home, he finds Anna asleep on the floor in the same position he left her. He picks her up and carries her to the bedroom. He lays her on the bed and covers her with a blanket. he leaves the room. Then he goes into Danny's room. She's fast asleep on her back. He covers her with a blanket and watches her for a moment. He returns to the living room and sits in front of the TV. He lies down and shuts his eyes. Sunlight glints through the leaves of a rustling tree. Tom's standing in the bedroom doorway.
Morning.
Morning.
How's Danny?
She's fine. I've changed her and I've fed her.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Next question. How did I end up here?
Turns out you sleepwalk.
That's exciting.
I don't know what to say.
Why didn't you sleep in here?
It didn't feel right without your permission, and I didn't want to wake you up.
Sit down.
He sits at the end of the bed and sheepishly turns his back to her.
I've never had to look after anything before. I see her drowning in the bath and I can't get to her. And I see her falling off the changing table and smashing her head open on the floor, and me with these fucking shit arms and shit legs.
Why have you never said any of this before?
If we're both scared, we're not up to this. Can't we just be scared together?
Mutual fear.
Exactly.
They both smile.
Come here.
He rests his head on her chest and gives her a cuddle. She looks warmly at him. Now Tom is holding Danny close to his face. He takes delight in her expressions, and Anna watches them with a smile.
As I've watched you grow, Danny, I've pictured the girl you'll be in 5 years, and the woman you'll be in 20. Whatever happens, know that your dad loves you more than anything. And if he can, he'll always try to guide you in the right direction.
Oh.
My leg?
I don't know, but something just went where it shouldn't.
The three of them are having a bath together.
No one has ever given me what you've given me. So thank you. You are my miracle.
They feed the ducks in the park.
I'm sorry if being our daughter has given you challenges in life. There are times when I feel so stuck in this chair. And I hope you never feel stuck with us, because we'd never want that. If you need to run or you need to fly, go fly, you know?
Anna, bath's ready. We need to get a move on.
So that's it for now. And just know, always know, that we love you.
Anna looks moved.
Okay.
Tom, Anna and Danny are in the waiting area at social services. Tom nervously jiggles his smart shoes and Anna reaches across to straighten his tie.
Come here. It'll be fine. It will, won't it? Tom, if we lose her...
We won't.
She's here.
Does she look happy or sad?
She doesn't look either.
We're ready for you.
Tom unfolds his white cane and walks alongside Anna in her wheelchair. Now they're in a room full of people.
Maybe you think I was selfish to have a baby. A baby that may have inherited my disability, knowing that I may well die before she grows up. But we've got more love for Danny right now than loads of people will give their kids in a whole lifetime. And it's how much you love your child that counts. Isn't that what sets them up for life?
I did doubt having a child. I did. But then I held her, and as soon as I did that, nothing else mattered but her. I know I need to ask for more help than I get. And I'm blind, pun intended, to my own failings most of the time. And I'm, well, I've spoken to Mike here about setting up more concerted help. But other dads with faults get to have a go, don't they?
Do you think Tom could have found an easier girlfriend than me? Or maybe not easier, we had sex on the second date. But certainly he could have made it easier for himself. He chose the girl he has to help shit every now and again.
My parents are judgmental and difficult. Her mother is over-emotional, a bit weak, and drinks too much. Is that good parenting? Who tested them?
You've watched us for months now, and yeah, we've had our ups and downs, but Danny's fine. Better than fine. She's thriving. We're not drug addicts who've neglected our baby. We know how to look after our daughter.
But just because we don't know what will happen tomorrow, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be able to live life to the full. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't get to love.
Thanks, Tom. I think that's all we need.
While at the supermarket, a toddler waves at Anna.
We can only see what's in front of us. We're not fortune tellers.
They've had Danny for 4 months now without incident. Haven't they earned our trust?
We have to ask ourselves, what is best for Danielle?
I have to say, I'm not convinced.
Now he's accepted help, we can offer them an allowance so that they can arrange the childcare that they need themselves.
OK, let's retain some perspective. Do we honestly believe this little girl will be better in a home that requires this much help? Whatever the claim may be, she will have to take some care responsibility.
Well, that's not necessarily the case.
I had to separate a mother and a daughter a couple of years ago. The mother was profoundly disabled, and the daughter was living in absolute squalor.
Yeah, but when structures are in place...
This is a couple who failed to answer the door when visits were made. I don't trust it. On Danny's behalf, I don't trust it.
Belinda looks thoughtful. Tom, Anna and Danny are travelling home in a taxi. Anna kisses Danny's hand as they pull up. The taxi driver lays a ramp down for Anna to get out. Belinda walks up the street towards them. Anna looks anxious.
Okay, so I won't keep you in suspense. The decision's been made to downgrade Danny.
Right, well, we're going to sue you. We're going to take you to court. We're going to sue you, the authorities.
Tom!
What?
I'm not sure downgrading's a bad thing.
No, it's not. In fact, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing.
What, so we can keep her?
Well, we will be checking in with you to make sure everything's going well.
Tom gives Anna a hug.
Just to be clear, this won't be the last time that you see me.
Tom throws his arms around Belinda.
Oh, what I want to see you, Belinda, I do. What I want to see you.
This hasn't been an easy decision, but we believe that you're going to be good parents.
She's ours.
You're ours, Danny.
Danny recently tested negative for Anna's muscle-wasting disease. But positive for Tom's eye condition. Anna's life expectancy remains uncertain. Belinda is still part of their lives. Over the next 12 months, Children's Services will decide on an estimated 11,000 cases involving disabled parents.
Back in the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. One.